Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment explores the secrets and systems world-class founders use to optimize their business, their body, and their brain. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. Every weekend, I pick around 10 minutes of our most enjoyable and most insightful episodes, package them up in a 10-minute episode for you, so you can enjoy as you're going around your weekend and getting set for the week ahead. Today, we're recapping our episode of Brian Caulfield. This was one of our most, if not the most popular episode of last year. Brian is one of Ireland's best known investors, and he's a fantastic entrepreneur himself. He was incredibly forthright and open in this episode, and I think that's why it resonated with so many people. I took the opportunity to ask him, as an investor, what he looks for in an entrepreneur and what he looks for when making an investment. Here is this week's Mentor Moment with Brian Caulfield. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Connacht offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Connacht offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Connacht offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day. Bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Connacht offices. One of the most frequent questions I get asked on this podcast is, where do I find a mentor? And I've never fully had the answer, but now I do. Introducing Mentors Work, a fully funded mentoring program designed to help your business thrive, brought to you by the Small Firms Association in partnership with Skillnet Ireland. Imagine having a series of one-to-one individual mentoring sessions, along with upskilling workshops to network with your peers and learn from experts, as well as a bespoke business plan. And the best part, it's at no cost to you. Join over 2,000 Irish SMEs and see how the award-winning Mentors Work program can help your business to thrive. Places are limited though, so apply today at mentorswork.ie. Program is fully funded until the end of 2023, so get your application in. What are the traits you look for, regardless of the idea? What are the traits of an entrepreneur?
So I suppose the first thing is that I think most really, really good entrepreneurs have huge commitment to kind of solving the problem, if you like. And, you know, I think most great entrepreneurs actually aren't particularly motivated by money. They're, as I sometimes say, they're grumpy people who see something being done badly and kind of say to themselves, there's got to be a better way. I cannot believe this is so shit. And they want to fix it. And sometimes it may be a very, very personal motivation. You know, it may be something in their childhood or in their family life that really drives them to look to address a kind of a particular problem. So I'm definitely looking for that rather than somebody who's just all about counting the money kind of thing. I also really want to be involved with people that I believe that I can have a kind of a strong, constructive relationship with, you know, people who demonstrate integrity, people who demonstrate openness and honesty, because the kind of the type of relationship that I want to build with an entrepreneur is a relationship whereby, you know, if the shit hits the fan, actually I'm the first call that they want to make. And they know, you know, they know when they tell me, things have gone horribly wrong, that I'm going to go, shit, you know. But then I'm going to move to...
They're not hiding it from you. They're coming to you.
They're not hiding it.
For help. Yeah. They're not trying to...
And they're coming to me because they know that I will say, damn, shit, what, you know, that's a pain. But that then I'll move to, okay, what do we need to do to address this? What are the steps that we need to take immediately? What are the things we need to do longer term, you know? And that I'll be, if you like, solution focused, you know, how do we deal with this, you know? So I want to identify people that I believe I'm going to be able to have that kind of relationship with. You're also ideally looking for people who have a kind of a unique insight into the market opportunity, you know, who are saying to you, you know, this is a huge market opportunity, and this is where everybody is getting it wrong, you know.
The secret, the unique sauce.
This is the little secret sauce that's going to enable us to succeed in this market. I think hustle is also a huge factor. Like, I'm frequently shocked at the number of people that I will meet where I'll make an offer to introduce them to somebody and they say, yeah, that'll be great. And I never hear from them again. You know, I love it can be a pain in the ass, but I love when I meet an entrepreneur and I sort of say to them, oh, you should really talk to so and so. And, you know, the next morning I have an email from them saying, you know, you said you'd introduce me to, and it'd be really great if you could do that, you know. So that kind of hustle, I think, is, I mean, it's an incredibly important characteristic of an entrepreneur anyway, but you like to see that demonstrated. You like to see
the follow through. Yeah. And because it's a big offer for you to open up your network. Probably the most valuable thing you have outside of your material portfolio. It's your most valuable asset, that network, because you are giving them your glow. You are introing, going, on the basis of this, I'm entering you to this person.
Yeah.
So like, it's a hugely valuable thing.
Yeah, I guess.
So integrity, focus on the problem, unique insight, and hustle. They're the four traits you'd always look for in an entrepreneur. And then flipping that on its head, what do you look for in an investment, in a company? What are the things? I know some of them will overlap a little, but what are the companies that you look at and go, yeah?
Yeah, well, a huge part of it, obviously, is the people involved in the company. But I think the most fundamental thing of all is the kind of the big unsolved problem, the large market opportunity that's out there. And I think when people are pitching to investors, the number one thing that they should be trying to communicate is, what is the big unsolved problem? Because if you can convince me that there's a big unsolved problem, then I'm interested in the how do you solve this problem. I'm interested in the who, you know. I think who is the team that's behind this. I'm not really interested in the who and the how if you haven't convinced me about the existence of the opportunity up front, you know. So I always say to people, like, sell the problem, not the solution, right? And
all the great companies do that, though. When you look at great marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not, it's like the old iPod thing, you know. It's not like has 2 gigs of RAM.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. I was trying to explain that to students recently. I was like, don't keep saying what it does.
No.
Yeah. For you, what does it do for them?
Yeah.
1,000 songs in your pocket. It's one of the best marketing examples. I know using Apple is a complete cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
X gigs of RAM means nothing. 1,000 songs in your pocket. Perfect.
We used to occasionally talk about, you know, we might meet an entrepreneur at an event or something, and, you know, as partners, we'd be talking about it and say, yeah, he came up and he vomited features all over me. And that doesn't work as a tactic, because when you meet somebody for the first time, your objective is to get a meeting, right? And absolutely to get that meeting, you know, it's all about convincing them that there's this big unsolved problem, and ideally that you have a unique insight into that big unsolved problem, you know.
The excitement overtakes them in the moment, and absolutely, they're just like, this is the best problem. We were talking about stealth mode companies earlier, kind of falls into that category of like either being too secretive or just being over the top as to why it's the best. So the biggest traits you look for is the big unsolved problem.
Yeah,
the big market, the
big,
to tackle.
Big market opportunity. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the... And then, as I said, the people are hugely important. Technology probably comes a distant third.
Interesting.
Because if you've got really, really good people in a really big market opportunity, you'll fix the tech. You'll figure the tech out.
It's know? So funny you say that, because literally 3 hours ago, someone sat in that chair and told us that exact story. And it was Mark from And Open. And that was exactly their story.
Yep.
Did a great idea. Suddenly a huge untapped market. They had the people, didn't have the tech.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm an investor in And Open. So, and it's one of the companies that I'm an investor in that I'm most excited about. I think it's...
I can see why.
It's a great company. But the other thing is that And Open has quite a unique perspective on the problem.
Yes.
You know, and quite a unique aesthetic. And I think that that actually comes from the people that are involved in the business. You know,
you could tell that from them. It was such an interesting chat. It's so design focused. They're approaching it from a design narrative. It's always about the provenance. It's almost about the design. You know, they just had a totally different perspective. From me, prior to meeting them, I'm like, oh, the logistics in this must be really tough, and this must be really tough. But then he stripped it back and was like, no, this is how it started.
Yeah,
the logistics and stuff's easy. It's all the other intangible stuff behind it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful story. It's funny, that serendipity thing we talked about earlier. It's the fact that he was there 3 hours ago, now you're here. It's brilliant. I love that.
I hope you enjoyed that mentor moment with Brian Caulfield. That is episode 202. If you want to go back and look it up, just Google Gary Fox and Brian Caulfield, and you'll spell that Caulfield, or you'll get it at mrgaryfox.com. I will see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab. Until then, have an incredible week.